Good afternoon. I'm going to talk to you about how we tried to take lessons learned from our outbreak investigations to improve food safety. The applied epidemiology staff from the Office of Public Health Science prepares investigation reports for every outbreak that involves an FSIS product. We also have closeout calls, or we also refer to them as hot washes, which are held following an outbreak investigation, and we invite all stakeholders to participate that are involved in the investigation within and outside the agency. After action reviews are not conducted all the time, but when we face challenging issues that are identified that we hope can turn into lessons learned. Our goals are to identify where improvements or changes needed and identify and communicate best practices or new procedures to improve processes and inform policy. I'm going to provide now examples of outbreak investigations that led to changes in how we do things at FSIS and how we used it also to evaluate our policies. Since 2007, 37 foodborne disease investigations causing 580 reported illnesses implicated beef, ground, at retail meat markets. Among these investigations, 41% had complete production records, while 22% were not complete, and some of the records were totally just not available. FSIS traced product back to source establishments and conducted a recall in at least 60% of the investigations where records were complete, and in only 23% with poor records. In December 2015, FSIS published a final rule requiring industry to maintain retail grinding records to facilitate traceback for more timely removal of contaminated product from commerce, and also we intended to shorten the time between outbreak detection and elimination of a public health hazard in order to prevent further illness. Since the year 2000, CDC has received reports of 6 outbreaks attributable to needle or blade tenderized beef products. Among these outbreaks, 176 E. coli 0157 H7 cases resulted in 32 hospitalizations and at least 4 cases of hemolytic uremic syndrome. On May 18, 2015, a final rule on labeling mechanically tenderized beef products was published that distinguishes non-intact mechanically tenderized beef products from intact product, provides validated cooking instructions of products for consumers, hotels, restaurants, and other institutions. And you can find these compliance guidelines on our website. Examples of outbreaks that influenced our sampling program include, in 2011, a Salmonella Heidelberg outbreak that was linked to ground turkey products, and in 2013 through 2014, a well-known Salmonella Heidelberg outbreak which was linked to chicken parts. These outbreaks demonstrate the need to supplement FSIS verification sampling programs, which resulted in continuous sampling at poultry establishments as compared to a risk-based approach that we were taking before, expansion to include raw chicken parts, and revised poultry performance standards for ground poultry and new performance standards for chicken parts. By creating standards for comm-mutated chicken and parts and performing testing at point closer to final product, we have reduced consumer exposure to Salmonella and Campylobacter. Since the year 2011, there have been 6 clusters of illnesses associated with chicken liver products. 5 were due to Campylobacter and 1 to Salmonella. Of 2020 reported cases, there were 2013 confirmed in 11 states. 100% of the consumers reported consuming undercooked chicken liver. 1 Salmonella Heidelberg investigation resulted in an FSIS recall of parboiled but not ready to eat chicken livers that consumers believed to be fully cooked. From these investigations where food might have appeared ready to eat but was not ready to eat, or where it was just undercooked because the consumers possibly preferred this to be more palatable, we have develop strategies, including consumer education that emphasizes the risks associated with undercooked chicken liver. An example is the recent food safety blog that our public affairs office released, outreach to restaurants and other retail establishments about food code compliance and the dangers of undercooking, exploratory sampling of necks, gizzards, hearts, and livers to better understand the prevalence of Salmonella and Campylobacter in these types of products, and a Federal Register notice was published last February on this, and research is prioritized to provide guidance to industry regarding interventions that mitigate pathogen contamination. In summary, lessons learned during outbreak investigations have led to changes in FSIS policy and programs to improve the safety of meat and poultry products. Information has been analyzed from investigations, food safety assessments, review of industry records, and microbiological sampling data to provide valuable information in order to promote food safety and public health. And lastly, and very important, is that we must share these lessons learned with public health partners and industry to maximize the opportunities to prevent foodborne illness. I wanted to also thank Dr. Patricia White for assisting with the development of this presentation. Thank you.